a Rayo original podcast.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ryan, and you're listening to Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion, the bonus podcast where we unpack the secrets of biological aging with a healthy dose of hard science. Coming up, we'll bust some more myths on aging. Plus, we'll answer your questions and wrap it all up in a bow with Dr. Nick's Quick Fix, giving you something simple and powerful you can try today. This week, we're bulking up on protein and asking, what does it really do to our bodies and our biological age?
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
Now, this is a topic that's always seemed to spark debate in the wellness world. Do we need high protein? Do we need low protein? Do we need powders, protein shakes? Or should we just be getting everything from our food? And because of all this conflict and inflammation, it can sometimes feel a bit confusing about what you should be eating. So let's strip it back and see what the science says. So, first of all, what actually is protein? Well, protein itself is actually made up of much smaller building blocks, and these are called amino acids. And these amino acids are used throughout the body to basically build and repair tissues. And that's a really key point, because although we often hear about protein for our muscles, protein definitely isn't just about muscle growth. In fact, pretty much every single part of our body is made up from some type of protein, from our hair, our skin, our nails, to enzymes inside of our cells and even our immune system. So it's absolutely fundamental to how the whole body works and maintains itself. So this might make you think that maybe more protein is better, because the more you have, then the more building blocks you have, right? Well, it's not quite true, because first thing is that our body can't store protein. So it doesn't matter how much you take, it will just take what it needs, and then the rest it literally just gets rid of. And the second thing is that when it comes to longevity and aging, there's been some debate that too much protein can actually drive aging, because it overactivates a pathway in our cells, which is called mTOR. And whilst this is involved in growth, it's also linked to speeding up aging, which is not what we want to do. So once again, what we find is that the body really does like balance. It likes not too much and it likes not too little. So when it comes to protein, how much is actually enough? Well, this is the bit that might surprise you, because despite all of the marketing hype about putting extra protein in everything, you know, we see it in extra protein yogurts and bars and bread and bagels. Actually, if you have a balanced diet, you are probably getting all the protein that you need already, because the average person needs around 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. Now, as we age, this does change slightly, because the body becomes less efficient at absorbing and using protein. So after age 65, it's recommended to increase this to 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. But, and this is a big but, an important point that I want to make is that whilst everyone's obsessed with how much protein they should be having, one key factor that's often missed is the importance of the source of the protein that you are consuming. So you should be aiming to get the majority of your protein from plant sources. So things like beans, chickpeas, nuts, legumes, then dairy, then fish and eggs, and finally red meat. Because studies consistently show that replacing animal protein with plant protein improves long-term health outcomes. And finally, what about those protein powders? Well, personally, I would avoid. They are technically ultra-processed foods, and many of them are filled with artificial additives like flavorings, stabilizers, and thickeners. So I would 100% focus on food-based protein first.
Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
So as mentioned, protein's a topic that comes up quite a bit. And when comedian Sarah Pascoe was on the show, who's vegan, she was telling me how she tries to build protein into her everyday diet, but she was concerned she wasn't getting enough. So I was on hand to explain how it works.
The great thing about soup is you make it with whatever vegetables are about to go off. So carrot, celery, onion, garlic is your base.
Yeah.
And then you can't go wrong with anything that you've got. A swede, some potatoes, parsnips.
And it's Brussels soup
sprouts.
Season.
It's soup season now. Get into soups.
Being vegan, it can be difficult to get the right amounts of protein in, but beans and pulses and things like that are a really good way of getting the protein in. People that do have a really high intake of animal protein, that it can be linked to a higher biological age. Oh. And this is because when you have a lot of protein constantly, so you're seeing people like on carnivore diets and they're taking protein shakes all day. Protein for the body is a signal to like grow and like basically burn itself out. On the flip side, if you can cut the protein down a little bit, which sometimes seems counterintuitive, but not cut it down, but not have excess, you see that actually the body goes, oh, maybe we need to switch on some repair. Maybe, you know, there's not that much protein. We need to recycle some of the protein that we've already got in our bodies and reuse some of those amino acids. And that's actually good when it comes to longevity. I was going to ask, how do you make sure you get protein in your diet? But it sounds like you're quite good at having that.
So I do some of the protein smoothies with the frozen fruit from the freezer occasionally, because protein is something I'm so aware of. So with the perimenopause, especially with exercising, it's something I feel very conscious of. Yeah. That I probably do have not enough protein. And so I do have protein powder. Yeah. But there's loads of vegan ones of those.
So I think Sarah's doing really well getting some good protein through her diet. And obviously she is relying a little bit on the protein shakes, but only where necessary. The majority of it is coming from a diet, which is always the best source.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
Okay, so let's move on to some questions now. And as you can imagine, this has been a really popular topic and Catherine's got the first one.
Here's one from Gemma, who's 40. She says, hi, Dr. Nick, I'm trying to increase my protein, but I'm confused about how much women my age actually need. Could you explain how protein intake affects muscle, metabolism, and aging?
Hi, Gemma. That's a great question. So thank you for getting in touch. So I'd say for a woman in their 40s like yourself, you need to be aiming for 1 gram per kilogram of body weight. So that's 1 gram of protein. And this is important for all of the things that you mentioned, because as we age, we naturally start to lose muscle mass unless we actively maintain it. And muscle is not just about strength. It plays a key role in metabolism, our blood sugar control, and general overall resilience. Protein works basically by providing the building blocks that your body needs to repair and maintain this muscle tissue. So without enough of it, even if you're exercising, your body's going to struggle to maintain that muscle. So having this adequate protein alongside strength training is a really good place to start. Great. And next, we've got a voice note.
Hi, Dr. Nick. This is Naomi and I'm 35. I follow a mostly plant-based diet and I worry I'm not getting enough protein to support my long-term health. How can women like me meet our protein needs without compromising longevity? Thank you.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, this is a really good one. So I'd say that you absolutely can meet your protein needs on a plant-based diet. It just requires a little bit more intention. And the key thing is variety. So different plant foods contain different types of amino acids. So combining sources like legumes, whole grains, tofu, nuts and seeds, and having a range of different plants will help to ensure that you're getting the full profile of all the different amino acids. And from a longevity perspective, plant-based diets and plant-based protein can be very beneficial, especially for gut health and inflammation. So it's not either or. You can support longevity and meet your protein needs. It just requires making sure that you've got a balanced and nutritious diet. And the next question that we've got is on email. This is from Sharon, who's 63, and she says, I'm trying to stay strong and independent as I get older. I've heard protein becomes even more important after menopause, but I don't know why. Can you explain what changes in the body and how protein helps us age better? Okay, so Sharon, first of all, after menopause, estrogen levels decline, and this has a direct impact on both our muscle and our bone health. So estrogen helps maintain muscle mass and bone density. So when it drops, we're more prone to muscle loss and reduced strength. And at the same time, the body becomes less responsive to protein. So we need slightly more protein to achieve the same effect. So this is why having a bit more protein becomes particularly important in your 60s and beyond. So you want to aim for about 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, and also combine this with some resistance training, because Both of these things together will help preserve muscle, and this is good for maintaining your balance as you get older and also your bone health. Okay, great questions, everyone. Thanks for sending them in. You can get in touch with the podcast via our social media channels, so get commenting and I will answer them soon.
Dr. Nicola's second opinion.
So in each bonus episode, I like to wrap up these weekly talking points into bite-sized chunks. So here's a heads up on how you can make the most of protein in your diet.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
Number one, despite the heavy advertisement to eat more protein, if you were eating a good balanced diet, you are probably getting all of the protein you need. Number two, protein needs increase with age. So if you are in your 60s, make sure you increase your protein intake. Number three, protein quality matters. Always choose food-based proteins over processed shakes and bars.
Dr. Nick's quick fix.
So just a reminder that if you are going to make any changes to your diet, please make sure that you talk it through with a medical professional first to make sure it's the right choice for you. And thank you honestly so much, everyone, for your questions. I'll be back on the sofa with Catherine very soon, and we'll return with more bonus episodes of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion throughout the series.
If you can't get enough Dr. Nicola in your life, she will be back with us very soon on the What's My Age Again sofa as we reveal another celebrity's biological age. Get in touch on the socials if you've got a question, and we'll answer them in a future episode of Dr. Nicola's Second Opinion.
A Rayo Original Podcast.